Before the break, we heard a bit about one local wrestler who goes by Rocky Rage. We wanted to follow him in part because he had a unique shift from local hero to bad guy. Our West Virginia Public Broadcasting wrestling expert, Adam Harris, is here with me in the studio. So, Adam, tell us more about this shift. How has Rocky Rage changed in the past year since you've been recording these matches?
As you mentioned, Rocky used to be one of the most beloved local characters here in ASW. Here he is sticking up for himself against another wrestler, Shane Storm.
You and I, we've had our past. We've left blood in this ring, on this floor. We put everything behind us and we became good friends. And the first time I leave, you want to get a little attitude and become a little crybaby and try to run my name in the ground?
And that was him actually being a good guy. Now he's even more arrogant. He's the guy who's completely full of himself. He talks back to the crowd. He calls himself the savior of wrestling.
Wow.
When he comes out in the arena, he snarls. He makes faces at the audience. He says he's even made kids cry, and he loves that.
Those poor kids, right? So what does he wear? What does he look like? What's his look?
His outfit's pretty basic. It's similar to a mixed martial arts fighter with kick pads on his shins, and he has heavily taped wrists. There's dragons on his shorts. Rocky doesn't have a bodybuilder look, but he is wide, he's this imposing figure, and he knows the strength of a good snarl.
In a few minutes, we'll hear more about Rocky's switch from local hero to the most hated villain in Boone County. But before we get into the feud that surrounds Rocky Rage's recent change in heart, we wanted to know more about who Rocky is when he's not in the ring and see if he'd let us peek behind the curtain, so to speak, and get a little personal. Rocky shared this story with our producer, Roxy Todd. Roxy, you've been spending some time documenting Rocky at home and in the locker room when he's not wrestling. Hop in here and tell us what you found. Who is the man behind the mask of Rocky Rage?
Yeah, so Rocky Rage by day is a man named Rocky Harden. He has a wife, a daughter, and just like most West Virginians, they're a very busy family. His wife works crazy long hours, and he's often out of town wrestling. But they let me spend a little time with them when they were all sitting in their living room hanging out together.
I'm like Avery.
That's Rocky's 3-year-old daughter, Avery. She's got blonde hair, and when I stopped over to Rocky's house, it was a Sunday afternoon, and she had a coloring book on the floor with a stack of pens, a highlighter, and a box of colored pencils.
This is chaos. I got this chaos.
Which one you want?
This pencil. You color it. That's
what I'm looking. She loves to color. Like, that's her thing. Like, if you give her some crayons and a coloring book, she's consent for ever. It's pretty cool.
Avery is a big wrestling fan.
We've taken her to some WWE shows in Charleston. She goes crazy. She loves it.
This is Rocky's wife, Jamie. They tell me Rocky is even teaching Avery some wrestling moves.
Who wins most often?
She's undefeated.
Avery is undefeated. She's never lost.
Yeah. 2.5 years undefeated.
Avery loves to see her dad wrestle most of the time.
The only time she's ever freaked out at a show was I was bleeding a little bit, and I'm in the locker room.
Real blood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Jamie came back to the locker room, and Avery saw me, and she saw me with blood on my face. And she was like, you know, she freaked out just a little bit. So I ran, hurried up, took a shower, got the blood to stop. And then she was cool. Then she was, like, you know, interested in the boo-boos. But so it's like, if I know there's going to be a match to where there's a chance, like if I go to the show and there's, you know, going to be blood in the match, it's definitely something that I don't want her to see anymore.
So wrestling is a part of Rocky's family life, too. Actually, wrestling is how he and his wife first got together. Rocky was training Jamie to learn wrestling, and the two just hit it off.
And we talked all the time, and it kind of led from there. I didn't really want a relationship, per se. I was super attracted to him, but I wanted to wrestle. But, I mean, undeniable chemistry is chemistry, and we've been together ever since.
So wait a minute, does she wrestle professionally?
Not right now. Jamie says she'd like to get back in the ring, but she's had some back issues that make that tough. And that's something that worries her about Rocky, too. He's had a few neck injuries while wrestling, and she's terrified that one of these days he could be severely injured.
Every time, every single match, I worry. And I see it with other wrestlers, too, you know? Like, a lot of the wrestlers are married, they have kids, they're getting older. you don't want to see somebody in 5 years be in so much pain they can't do anything because of wrestling.
But at the same time,
I really couldn't imagine if he wasn't a wrestler. It's such a big part of who he is.
And when I began following Rocky in the ring, I think he was actually working as a nursing assistant.
Right. He recently decided to step away from that for now. It was tough work, long hours, and he hardly ever got to see his daughter.
It was taking a toll on me to where I think I was just getting to be miserable to be around.
Now he's focusing on his wrestling career.
And that's good to hear because lately he's been traveling to be on the card at some out-of-state shows.
And we should say he is being paid to wrestle in these matches, right?
He is. When I asked him how much he earns, he said he didn't want to start drama between wrestlers because it can be a sensitive issue. But Rocky said it is enough that he can pay the bills. His local home base remains the ASW ring in Madison. Eventually, he'd like to open a wrestling school in southern West Virginia. Rocky already trained some of the younger wrestlers at the ASW ring. Here he is teaching a young woman named Lachey White to do a body slam.
Oh, that one hurt. That one hurt. I know. And it goes right back to the face. Wrestling takes time to drop the heat. There's no rush. Never rush.
It's a little hard to hear, but what Rocky is telling her is wrestling takes time. He got his start just like this, learning from other wrestlers in Portsmouth, Ohio, where he grew up.
And there are wrestling schools throughout the country, but those can be expensive and require huge time and financial commitments that a lot of local wrestlers just can't afford. So like Rocky, most aspiring wrestlers get some of their only and earliest in-ring training in moments like this, before the doors have opened and the audience files in. On show days in Madison, Rocky gets to the Civic Center around 2 o'clock, and he works for about 3 hours training some of the newer wrestlers. Most of the coaches like Rocky can charge for training. It's not a lot. Sometimes they'll offer tips to each other casually. But normally, if you want to train and take it seriously, you should expect to pay a bit of money for someone to help teach you.
Then, after he trains people, around 5 o'clock, Rocky goes down to the locker room to start getting ready for his match. On this particular night, he was scheduled to wrestle a team from Pennsylvania he'd never met before, called Tough Guy Inc.
Yeah, their wrestling names are Brutal Bob and Tough Tim. And even though they are veteran wrestlers and they've been seen on national television, stepping into the ring with someone for the first time can heighten anxiety.
It could be challenging sometimes when you're in there with a guy that you don't know, because it's a lot of trust. You know, you're literally trusting somebody with your life. If you have someone pick you up, you're hoping that you're able to walk clean and put you down.
This is something I've heard a lot from the wrestlers since I've started announcing wrestling events. It's the concept of trust. It's something you might not think about, and while they definitely don't want to break the illusion that they're tough guys trying to beat each other up, essentially wrestling is a collaborative process. If the wrestlers can't trust one another, there's a bigger chance they're going to get injured.
It's always in the back of my mind, injuries. Make sure that I seriously don't hurt anybody and nobody, you know, does it to me. My goal for tonight, walk out of the ring, hope the fans love it, and hope I'm able to walk. So yeah, that's what's been going through my head since about 9 o'clock this morning.
And part of this anxiety comes from experience. Like I mentioned earlier, Rocky's injured himself several times while wrestling.
My chiropractor told me that I am a chiropractor's nightmare.
Even though there's an element of wrestling that's predetermined and choreographed, it's still very physical. And these guys are taking real hits, taking stiff falls, and it really takes its toll on their bodies.
Yeah, Rocky told me that before a match, he's going over in his mind some of the moves he might expect to do or have done to him. But he's also mostly just hanging out in the locker room with his wrestling buddies. His gear bag is basically the suitcase with whatever clothes and knee pads and boots he's going to wear.
About 4 different things of deodorant. I have my body wash, a sucker that I think my daughter put in my gear bag sometime this morning. So, other than that, I have no explanation for that at all. Got the Febreze.
There's enough dryer sheets in here. It'll last the household a month.
Look, right here, brother.
About 10 other wrestlers have joined Rocky in the locker room at this point. These are guys Rocky has wrestled with for years. Since Rocky grew up in Ohio, all his family live out of state, and he says these guys sometimes feel like his brothers.
So, like, the boys in the locker room are my family. Like, I would go to war for any one of these guys in this room right now.
One of his best friends here is Shane Storm.
Everything good?
That's his wrestling name. His real name is Matt Wolf. And when they wrestle tonight, they're going to be tag team partners. So they're on the same team, but they've wrestled against each other a lot here in Madison.
Rocky told me about one match he remembers in particular.
And we went out there and we beat the crap out of each other in that match. That was one of the most brutal matches I think I had. We both had bruises, like, in the form of a chain. Like, you could look at the bruise and say, that looks like a chain. We were hitting each other with a chain. Like, we would take it and use it like a whip and just slap each other on the back, wrapped around, got me in the face. I think once you get that level of, like, brotherhood, you know, like me and him have, we can go out there and it's like, we can lay in the hits as hard as we can. And when we get in the back, it's like, all right, good job. You know our feelings. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, everything's fine. So we can go out there and you know, knock each other's teeth out. And when we get back here, be able to hug and, all right, good deal. We done what we needed to do.
There's another legendary fight between Rocky Rage and Shane Storm that has become Madison wrestling lore. Rocky's wife, Jamie, got in the ring, and Shane Storm actually beat her up.
Nailed her good right in the face, too. Yeah, we done a thing where I end up getting beat up. He hits me with a chair a few times. My wife comes out, and then he kicks her in the face. And that was on the verge of a riot. Like, people were hitting him. Like, they were trying to get to him. He actually had a fan or two hit him. It was fun.
Of course, the point of all this is getting a big reaction from the crowd. And these fights probably got the most passionate reaction in ASW history.
Here's what Rocky's wife remembers about that fight.
The crowd was absolutely beyond themselves. They could not believe that he had just done that. Like, the adrenaline you get from that, it's amazing.
But then, a little while after that epic fight, Rocky Rage actually turned into a villain. See, for years, he's been the local hero here in Madison. And when he lost the heavyweight championship, his character did a 180.
When I turned, you know, on my buddy and was the bad guy, like, kids were crying and running out of the building. It was crazy. I got a few death threats.
He might be a bad guy in the ring, but seeing him interact with the other wrestlers in the locker room, I got a different picture.
I can't say he's nice in front of people, but he's nice.
Because it would mess with the persona?
Absolutely, yeah.
This is Casey Shingleton, a.k.a. the Dark Horse, one of the wrestlers Rocky is training. Since Rocky went from being a hero to a villain, Shingleton says the audience has changed.
I mean, Rocky's same dude. You know, he hasn't changed a bit. He and I still talk on the phone for hours. In the audience, I've noticed that they've started to gravitate more towards the bad guys here. They seem to like the villains, that's for sure.
It was about 8 in the evening when we recorded this. As you can hear, the match had already started, and in fact, Adam, you were upstairs announcing the matches at this point, right?
Fight night here at the ASW Madison.
Yeah, and earlier that day, I had volunteered to pick up one of the performers at the airport, someone who was supposed to be in the main event. Eventually, they asked someone else to wait for him so that I could make it down to the show, and we thought he still might make it to Boone County in time for the match.
About an hour or two after the event started, these travel issues were causing some extra stress for Rocky. News came in that the main event had to be changed because of the flight delay. So the lineup got switched around, matches and opponents were shifted, and Rocky would now be in the main event.
But yeah, my head is just going every different direction because making sure everyone knows what we're doing tonight. I still, as you can tell, haven't got dressed yet.
But he still didn't get dressed at this point, because one of Rocky's close friends, one of the wrestlers, learned that his best friend killed himself. Rocky and all the guys backstage were there with him right after he found out. I saw them hugging him and comforting him. It was just this really emotional time for all of them.
Yeah, that's that brotherhood thing. Like, we're there when, like, I don't know, something happens. Like, if one of these guys meet me in the middle of the night, hey, hold on, I'm getting into my car right now and I'm out the door, vice versa. Like, that's just how it is.
So this is all happening backstage. All these raw emotions, and upstairs, another match is going on. The crowd has no idea anything unusual has happened. Rocky says even having us there recording backstage is unusual, having the press step behind the curtain, so to speak, see what it's like down in the locker rooms. This is a whole new world to most wrestlers.
like 20, 30 years ago, we wouldn't even be sitting here doing this, you know, because it was, the business was protected a lot more back then. And if, you know, if you came up and you said, oh, wrestling is it fake, is it scripted, oh, you were going to get chased out of the locker room, you know.
Rocky does eventually leave to go get dressed for his match, and in his mind, he starts to prepare.
Usually I'll say a little prayer. A lot of people don't know that, but I'll say a little prayer and just, you know, everything goes okay, everybody's safe, everybody gets home safe, and hope everyone's well. But that's something I do and a few other guys do before they go out.
And then it's time for the match. It's an 8-man tag team match, 4 tag partners on each team.
Introducing first, the ASW Tag Team Champions, Matt Houston, Lewis Moore, The Miz. Their tag team partners first, from Fargo, North Dakota, he is the ASW X Division Champion, Shane Storm.
And Rocky Rage comes out, and the crowd goes nuts. Mostly they're booing. I saw kids stand on their chairs yelling, and grown-ups who just kept yelling, Rocky sucks, all throughout the match.
As we already know, this wasn't the intended main event. But even though it was changed last minute, the guys had a great match.
Anything can happen here in ASW, including a big 8-man tag team main event we got here tonight.
This is the sound of the commentators during the match.
Rocky Rage now looks like he's going to start the match here with one half of Tough Guy Inc. Here we go.
But about 15 minutes into the match, things get a bit dicey for Rocky's team. His partner Shane Storm starts taking a beating.
Shane Storm's arm is just being dissected right now.
Oh no, he's gonna bite it!
Biting is technically against the rules, but the crowd loves that brutal Bob Evans from Tough Guys Inc. is giving Shane Storm a taste of his own medicine. Then Tough Tim Hughes gets in the ring, taking out all 4 members of the other team.
Tough Guy Inc. is on a roll!
Tim Hughes off in the corner. He's taking off. He's
House of fire. My goodness.
Rocky and his team are trying to regroup on the floor outside the ring. Meanwhile, their opponents line up on the edge of the ring, simultaneously dropping their forearms down on each member of Rocky's team.
Double axe handle.
Oh!
Off the apron onto SRO.
Would you call that a quartet of double axe handles?
Then Rocky's team gets back some ground, and Rocky gets into the ring.
Now Rocky Rage working over Mr. TNT right now.
Chris Taylor gets isolated, unable to tag his partners, and he takes a beating.
Oh, big leg drop! 1, 2,
that's it.
No!
How does this guy keep going?
How did TNT kick out of that?
How does he keep going?
Taylor finally tags out, and Tough Guys Inc. take control again. Eventually, Tough Tim climbs up to the top rope, and his own partner, Brutal Bob, slams him onto the prone Shane Storm.
Oh! God!
Ow!
Just threw him! 1, 2, 3! That's it!
And Rocky's team loses the match.
And as Rocky was leaving the ring, I saw this family beside me. They were booing at Rocky. And so Rocky turned to them and snarled. And this little girl, she laughed because she got the reaction that she was hoping for as he left the ring. Backstage, Rocky says of all the fans, it's the kids' reactions that he appreciates most.
I love seeing the kids. That cracks me up. Whether they're booing me, cussing me, flipping me off, That's funny. I had an 8-year-old use words that I was just blown away that he knew. But that's what it's all about. It's awesome. It's a rush.
And all this action has the crowd fired up. But one thing about ASW matches is there's no alcohol served here.
That's something that this company prides itself on. is the fact that, hey, it's a family oriented a family show, no drugs, no alcohol. I mean, there's a police station, I think it's attached or something, but there's cops all over the place. A few of the cops are actually in the crowd as fans, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think it's something positive, you know, and it shows kids like you don't have to have like alcohol at a function to just cut loose, have fun, and I think there needs to be more of that, you know.
And that's why he would love to open up his own wrestling school eventually.
And if a kid can escape and pretty much do the same thing that I done, then I feel like I won. I feel like I succeeded with something. And I know it sounds cheesy, like, oh, you know, for the kids, but I mean, it really is. I've especially after I had my daughter, like after I had my daughter, it's like, no, like it's completely changed my whole mindset on everything. So hopefully I can get some stuff up and running around here and do something positive for the community. I mean, they support us, you know. I think it's only fair we do something back for them.
For now, though, Rocky says he's not planning on stepping back from the spotlight anytime soon.
Everybody asks me, I get that question a lot. They're like, especially after some people find out, like, you know, some of the injuries that I've had, they're like, why don't you just, you know, can you step away? It's like, yeah, at some point, but right now it's just too much of an adrenaline rush. And every time I think about taking a break, something happens and it just sucks me right back in. So for the foreseeable future, this is my life.